My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, he's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin, 216-474-0092. You know, we go back to yesterday, and, you know, the news breaks on Pro Football Talk in the afternoon. And this is coming off of a Sunday where there are a lot of people that were not happy with the way Deshaun Watson played against the Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, you're sitting around going, how are they going to figure this thing out? Maybe it was just one bad game. And we spent 4 hours talking about that, like, okay, well, maybe this is the bad game. Maybe he just needed to get, you know, one underneath his belt and just be able to get back out on the field and try to regroup and try to. And so next week you got another game, and then all of a sudden yesterday, you know, like the three of us, it was like, oh, stop, here we go again. See what Florio has. And so Mike Florio is going to join us at noon to talk about everything that's going on with Deshaun Watson. He's being sued for sexual assault and battery. If you want to go in and read the details of the allegations, knock yourself out. It's pretty explicit.
It's not good.
No.
Yep.
So, I mean, and it, again,
they're allegations.
Allegations, you know. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm torn at times when I read things, and you have to remind yourself that they're allegations, and the other side of this, there's always another side to every story. So, and I say that in every story, not just this one. And so I wonder what the other side of the story is on this. But the problem is that we've already gone through this with 23 settlements prior to, and, you know, the Browns knew what the caveat emptor, right? The Browns knew what they were getting when they bought the contract to bring him in. So, right? Buyer beware on some of the things. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
if I'm wrong, say I'm wrong. I don't care. I'm just saying, but like we're in a situation.
Am I correct or incorrect here? I don't think all the allegations had come out. It was he was sitting out because he wanted a contract extension, right? When they brought him in? Didn't all of the massage stuff, all of those suits?
Well, he wanted to, and then it kind of came together, right? That's the way I thought it played out, is that he wanted the extension, right? And then all of a sudden, all these stories started popping out, and they were like, we're going to get a. Then they're like, go find a trade. That's the way I remember it going down. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Just
hey, I don't
you
know.
You just don't know for a fact, or you're just.
I don't recall that. I thought it was the other way, but I don't know. I'll be honest. I'm not sure.
All right, so I'm grabbing this from the Sporting News.
Okay.
To get this as accurate as we can, right. So I'm grabbing this right from the Sporting News. January 30th, 2021. Watson completes the 2020 NFL season. Played every game. September 12th of 2021, an ongoing dispute with the Texans, as well as civil and criminal investigations into sexual misconduct and assault charges against Watson, leads Houston to keep the quarterback on the bench for the 2021 season opener. At this point, it isn't clear if Watson will play for the Texans. January 9th, 2022, Watson continues his pseudo holdout from the Texans and ends the 2021 season without playing a down for the team. He remained inactive for the whole season, missing all 17 regular season games for the 4-win Texans, positioning Houston with the high selection in the draft. So,
kind of both right.
Right? Yeah, kind of both, right? The lawsuits and all of that stuff had come out, but the NFL had not released any kind of discipline on said manner. He was holding out for a contract extension. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's go to where we are right now, right? And so now you've got the league hasn't said anything. The Browns haven't said anything. The story came out at, 4 o'clock yesterday that Watson's being sued for sexual assault and battery. It's where we are. And, you know, we all know that he had the settlements before. We don't know the relationship here on if they tried to have a settlement. Did the Browns know about this? I mean, these are all things that we can kind of assume that the Browns maybe. I don't know. I'm not assuming anything. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not assuming.
You can't.
No.
No.
So, Jeff, where are we on this? Like, where do you think we are?
I know nothing except what I read about the allegations and all that stuff. What I do know is the Browns are paying top dollar for a quarterback and not getting top dollar pay or top dollar play.
Right.
It's just not there. Has it been there? Yeah, there have been short glimpses of it. Has he been available to play? No. Was he good the other day? No. Was the team good? No. I would think this, and this might be harsh, but it's, I think, the reality of it. The Browns made a huge trade and gave a quarterback a huge contract, most guaranteed money in NFL history.
Until this weekend.
Until this weekend. And the return on their investment has been basically non-existent. And is there still hope that he could find it and become what he used to be? Yeah, there's still hope. But guess what? The sample size we have isn't good. If, by chance, this is an opportunity and an opportunity presents itself for the Browns to get out of this contract, I don't know how they cannot try to get out of this contract. I would think they would have to try to get out of the contract because the play...
Well, if they knew about it, then they know what they did. They knew
if this leads to any opportunity to perhaps get out of the contract, they have to take it. I'm just looking straight football here.
Okay.
You got boatloads of cash tied up in a quarterback who's not producing and not even producing at a high level. He's not producing. I mean, you're just not getting good quarterback play. And straight football, if you're presented with an opportunity to get out of this contract and not be penalized cap hits like crazy, you have to take it.
All right, Dan, how does that happen for them to be able to walk out of this without taking cap hits? Among the things I was reading, one of the things I thought was interesting was if they hang on to the contract, even if I'm assuming that he'd be suspended at this point. If he was suspended, they hang on to the contract, and then you hit June 1st, and then you release him in the new football year, it's nowhere near as impactful as it would be if they had to drop him right now. But they can't just drop him right now. They would need the commissioner's office to put him on the commissioner's list or be suspended or something like that. Like, if they dropped him right now, it would be brutal, right?
Okay, so I am not a capologist. I will be the first to start off with this.
Right.
I am not an accountant. I will do the best I can. So, to my knowledge, if they were to cut him now, you're toast. You would have to unload a good chunk of this roster. It would be an absolute
train wreck. They're not going to do that.
It would be a train wreck.
They just can't.
You would basically you would be better off as the Browns to pay him to go home if that ends up being the case. If you do it post June 1st of next year, it's an $119 million cap hit, which is going to leave a mark. Don't think for half a second it wouldn't.
Yeah, I was going to say that's still pretty significant.
But you could still form a team, and you could still function as a team if you were to do it. You would have some ramifications that would come in the year after of $72 million. In the year after that, again, would leave a mark. But you would still be able to functionally build a team. If you cut him now, you're done. Like...
They can't do that.
Right.
They can't do that.
You would need the league to step in and suspend him. Now, again, Mike Florio is joining us at noon. He has a better handling on all of this stuff. including the piece that he had in there, including the clause in his contract, which was...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What would that be? It was clause 42 that was in there, and you could read Mike Florio's piece to get the details of that one. But basically what that laid out was the idea that they could maybe get out of this somehow. I don't totally know the way to do it, but it would involve if they knew beforehand. So this is Mike Florio, 42. Player hereby represents and warrants as the date forth that the player has not been charged with, indicted for, or convicted of, or pled nolo contraire, I think that's how you say it, to any felony and or misdemeanor involving fraud or moral turpitude. Player has not engaged in conduct which would subject him to a charge, indictment, or conviction of any such offense, and no circumstances exist that would prevent the player's continuing ability to the club for the duration of the contract. AKA, if Watson disclosed something like this, if the alleged things are true, if he disclosed it to the Browns, we are in a different place than we are right now. If he disclosed it, the Browns cannot do anything. If the Browns did not know and it was not disclosed, if the alleged things are true, then the Browns may have an ability to get out of this contract.
So here's my question then. Disclosed when? That's my question.
That's a really good question.
Also, couldn't the NFL jump in and suspend him, investigate him, and that, forget the disclosure, more conduct that might be, you know, might violate personal conduct clauses in
embarrass
contracts.
The shield.
That could stuff, also, yeah. Couldn't that also get you out of a contract?
Mike Florio probably has the answer for that. I don't know. I think it's a matter of if the point is about disclosure, when would he have had to disclose this situation?
I would think before he came here, because if it happened allegedly beforehand.
That this was a possibility that
I would think
that there could be another lawsuit here, and this would be that lawsuit, and hang on, because I want you to know that this is going on, and then they accept it, and then they move forward. If that's the case, I don't see how the Browns could get out of it. If he told them about this, that about the encounter or the person involved in the encounter with him prior to, I don't know how the Browns could walk away from that.
Unless perhaps the NFL decides its conduct, you know, unbecoming the shield.
Right, but there was a part of it. So I think what you said was interesting, because the other cases that were settled were based on massages.
And professional masseuses.
Okay. All right, you with us?
Because
we're all
kind of
having...
Allegedly, it's he was on a date and trying to find his date's apartment.
But you've got to believe that his lawyers and the NFLPA are going to argue that this is just a part of all the other stuff. And if he disclosed
but,
it...
But
then,
it's not.
What if it was a pending law? I mean,
Oddly enough, it's the same lawyer.
Well, I don't know. A lot to talk about here. We'll talk about it when we come back with you here in a moment. 216-474-0092. I'm just tired of the story. Not going to lie.
It's a different story, though. It's the same guy.
I'm tired of the. Let me just say this.
I'm tired of the drama around Deshaun
Watson.
I'm tired
of the drama and the controversy.
Absolutely.
That's what I'll say.
And you are 100% right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.